it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Wait Hello? For it. It's Hello? Worth the wait. Good morning.
There?
Happy Thirsty Thursday,
Are we
everyone.
Working?
All happening.
Is everything falling apart, including us?
Yes.
Okie dokie.
Guys, I know that we are prime targets for targeted ads because we spend a lot of money on like random things. And, they just always know exactly what we're looking for. But I got a targeted ad for a pair of socks yesterday that I'm just curious if you have also gotten yet. And
I don't think I've gotten any sock ads recently.
I have.
You have?
Yeah.
Okay,
what was on
out.
The socks that were... What was on the socks, Danny?
They were... Pumpkin and witch Seahawks socks.
I almost said the F word.
I was like,
are you kidding me?
No, I swear to God.
It's very specific.
From the NFL shop, and they're like Halloween Seahawks. But like, I mean, actually pretty nice.
Okay. That's how they get you every freaking time.
Well, here's the thing.
You know how many Swatch watches I'm getting advertised since my wife got me a Swatch watch for my birthday?
You got to have one for every color coordination, you know, need.
I'm now realizing how many Swatch watches there are out there, and I kind of want to buy them all.
Okay, look at these stupid socks.
Okay, yes.
You ready?
Yes.
6-7.
6-7.
Literally, they're making 6-7 socks, and they thought that I would want them?
Well, yeah.
I don't. I would rather have the Seahawks pumpkin socks, Danny.
You gotta
How about that?
You got to be the cool mom because Barrett and actually dad, too, Tatum's into it.
Dude.
Just buy them. You'll be the coolest parents ever.
Dude, she was doing a church thing. It's now even infiltrated the church. She came home and she's like, 6-7, into heaven. I'm like, wait a second. Now that's a thing, too?
This is how we're making Bible study cool, kids.
And then, I mean, I don't know, I won't play the whole thing, but I'm just, you know, I play around on the internet and on YouTube, and today's show had a full-on piece.
6-7, a meme kids can't get enough of and teachers can't get away from.
We are not saying the word 6-7 anymore. If you do, you have to write a 67-word essay.
Some schools even banning the phrase in classrooms.
Isn't that crazy?
It's everywhere. And now it's trying to become part of my wardrobe, and I will not. I'm resisting.
From socks to Jesus, 6-7 is everywhere.
Well, I can promise you this. It will not be part of the Daily Migs download.
Knowledge is power.
So give us 5-ish minutes, and we'll give you
6-7
some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download,
aka the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law, and today it's National Bosses Day. So shout out to Ryan Castle.
Should he take us out to lunch today?
Yeah. Yes.
He should.
That would be amazing. That's the best way to celebrate, by taking your employees to lunch.
Yes.
So if you're a boss out there, treat your employees.
Yes.
That's how you tell them that you love them. Hey, you can't win them all. But man, that was rough yesterday as the Seattle Mariners lost Game 3 of the American League Championship Series 13-4 against the Blue Jays. And I'm torn. Like, do you want to just, if you're going to lose, do you want to lose that nail biter that goes to the end that just sucks the life out of you even that way? Or do you just want to see your team just get spanked and just be done with it and move on with your day?
I think I would
rather
have
not an option.
I would like the first one, please.
You want the nail biter?
Yes.
See, part of me is okay with just like, just get it out of your system and let's move on. That was just awful. I mean, the M's still lead the series 2-1. They're back at it again today, but it started off great. I mean, listen to T-Mobile Park when Julio Rodriguez hit his home run.
Rodriguez drills a ball.
park was rocking, and then it just kind of fell apart. After the game, bad. After the game, Julio Rodriguez did have a message for all the fans.
Message to the fans, you know, to keep bringing the energy. You know, I know they're gonna bring it, and I was, you know, obviously like we were down pretty early, but they all stayed through the last inning. I feel like, you know, I was giving so much props because they're so special. They're so special the way that they love the team and the way that they stay, you know, they stay and stay for us. And I thought that's special, you know. So I want to say, you know, thank you for that. And I know they're going to bring it tomorrow.
I don't think anyone left because everyone was just in shock.
It was so shocking. Did you see the guy that had the tower on his head of the rally shoes? Yeah. We're trying everything.
Dude, that was all over the internet too, where people were just like, Seattle fans, they're just a little bit different. Yes, we absolutely are. And you know what the sad part is? It was like, it's 12 to whatever, and then Cal hits a home run, and I'm like, there's still a chance. It was terrible.
George Kirby, man, it was a rough outing for him. Ooh. He went only 4 innings, gave up 8 earned runs on 8 hits, including 3 homers. After the game, he did speak with the media.
I wasn't really executing when they got the guys on base, and they're really aggressive when that happens. So, you know, they made some good swings. I wasn't really making a lot of good pitches there in the third and the fourth, but I was just trying to be really cute with it, and some sliders just kind of leaked over the middle, or, you know, missed a heater. It's all right. I'll, you know, next time I'm out there, I'll fix that.
So. All right, George, yeah, stop being cute with it.
Fix it.
Man, it was weird, though, because I'm watching the game, and at first I'm, like, very angry at him. I'm like, frickin' George Kirby. And then he gave up, I think it was, like, the 7th run, which was, like, I think it was a home run, and then they show a shot of him where he just looks like this sad 12-year-old that was playing in the Little League World Series. I don't know. He's just such a youthful-looking guy.
Totally.
And I was like, I can't be mad at a teenager, like, because he just looks so young.
And very sad.
And I felt so bad for the guy, but also I'm like, come on, take him out of the game already.
Well, Luis Castillo is ready to turn things around, starting game 4 for Seattle tonight. Veteran Max Scherzer will be on the mound for Toronto.
And Max is like 40-something years old. He hasn't pitched in a while, but I mean, you just never know now. Yeah. Especially when, what was it, that Bieber guy, everyone's thinking, oh, he's, you know, he hasn't been the same Cy Young Award winner that he used to be after his shoulder injury and all this kind of crap. And, you know, once he gave up that home run to Julio, he dialed it in after that. I mean, he wasn't throwing any heat anymore. He was just throwing those, I think, they kept saying he's putting spin on it. Spin on it. So we got to figure out how to hit the ball when it hit spin on it.
Yes.
Oh, and hey, happy national, not national, but local Humpy Day.
Yes. That's the hero that we need.
He won yesterday, and that made me mad. Yesterday was just annoying. I was like, no, he's got to go back to losing again. That's what Humpy does.
Yes.
He only wins in extra innings.
Yeah, that was the magic. I don't know that we can recreate the magic.
Yeah, but the Mariners announced that today is Humpy Day. It would be a lot more fun if the Mariners won yesterday. But yeah, I guess they're just going to have the something for Humpy. I don't know. Do whatever you want. It would have made more sense to have Humpy Day on Hump Day, but that's just me.
You're not wrong.
Hey, as far as weather, well, before weather, Thursday night football, you can watch the Cincinnati Bengals play the Pittsburgh Steelers, or you can watch the Kraken take on the Senators. That's at 4:00. Or most people, I think, here are going to be watching the Seattle Mariners.
Do you know what they're calling the Thursday night football game tonight?
The game that nobody's watching?
The Icy Hot Bowl, because of the age of the two quarterbacks.
Okay.
Because one's 40 and one's 41.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, as far as weather, in a high of 59 degrees. It's going to be a clear day today. The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
The Daily Migs Show.
Did you know that there is a run happening this weekend involving going to a whole bunch of Dick's drive-in locations, crushing burgers, slamming shakes?
That's my kind of run.
And it's all for an incredible cause. We're going to tell you all about it at 6:20.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Steve Miggs, it's tough to convince me to do pretty much any sort of athletic activity, but when you involve one of my favorite food groups, which is anything that you can get at a Dick's drive-in in Seattle, I might be all in on this.
And we were talking about, was it recently? We were talking about there was a story that was going on where there was a place that they were doing like a run where they were stopping at different food places. And then I think Ryan Castle's one of those. You know, Dick's has been doing this for a bit where they have a run where you stop at all the Dick's locations. And I was like, what? And then we look it up and sure as heck, it's happening, and it's happening this weekend.
We've tracked down president of Dick's-a-thon, Brian Bickle, to tell us all about this awesome event happening Saturday, October 18th. Good morning, Brian.
Hey, good morning.
Brian, I am so excited to talk to you. Not only are you doing something really fun with this Dick's-a-thon, but now I'm reading about why you're doing it and how it's a tribute to a person in your guys' life, and it's such a great tribute. Could you tell us the backstory behind why you're doing the Dick's-a-thon and what exactly is the Dick's-a-thon?
Yeah. Well, first of all, your energy is totally matching the vibe we're going to experience Saturday. You can still sign up Saturday, October 18th. We're going all day long. So we started this thing in 2022. It was mere weeks after I had just made the ascent of my life with my friend Ian Cox. We had summited Mount Rainier. We were still high flying. Things were amazing. I knew he was going out into the North Cascades. And tragically, that was the last time I was in touch with Ian.
Wow.
Ian went missing. It was a harrowing, extremely difficult situation for all of us. But something that was so amazing about Ian is he helped me power through life experiences that I couldn't have imagined myself. And he sort of, in a weird way, trained me to sort of help support his friends and his community in a way and try to figure out a way to honor him. And so a few of us were like, you know, we were working through grief and we were thinking about his memory and, you know, how could we take this guy's spirit and share it with the people that he loved and the people that loved him in the most Ian way possible? And, you know, it dawned on us, he was a goon a little bit. And he, with his twin brother, had previously done the original Dick's-a-thon. They had circumnavigated the OG five Dick's locations, carnivorously scarfing down burgers, fried steaks at each in a perfect circuit. He loved that. He thought it was hilarious. So did we. So we were like, okay, we're going to do the Dick's-a-thon right in 2022. So it was a good start. It was mostly out of grief, and we had about 100 people. And then it just built and built once we figured out that, hey, this is something that not only is an ongoing living memorial for Ian, but people love to do.
I love that Dick's-a-thon says physical, mental, gastrointestinal. That's like the tagline for this event. I mean, what are people getting to eat at each stop? Is it whatever they want, or is it predetermined for them? Explain what it looks like stop to stop.
Okay, yeah, it's a weird concept. So hang with me, guys. The Dick's-a-thon, there's now three flavors of Dick's-a-thon, okay? We've got the full, which is basically the OG. That's the five different Dick's drive-in locations. But then for the full, you'll go out and you'll hit a circuit of the five Dick's. You'll have one item in each. It's a choose-your-own-adventure kind of sitch. And the five that you're offered, they're on your bib, is the deluxe, the cheeseburger, the special, the shake, and the fries. We have a slot on the bib for if you puke. We do not think you're going to. I haven't witnessed it. No one's checked it. But you know what? I don't recommend starting with the shake. It's a touch over a full marathon. And then for the half, it's actually just going to be two Dick's locations. And then for the victory lap, that's just an accessible 5.5 walk or run route. It's just an out and back on the Burke Gilman from the Mountaineers Program Center. We'll have the Brooks, our presenting sponsor, with their finish line celebration and DJ party. We'll have a beer garden sponsored by Rainier Beer and Best Day Brewing, a raffle, and more. So, a lot of fun.
So, this might be a silly question to ask, and when someone does like the full Dick's, and they're eating, has there been a story of somebody eating like a ridiculous amount of Dick's burgers while they're doing this?
I can only speak to what I've observed with my eyes. Okay, we've had one experience where, I kid you not, we were at a Dick location and a guy biked up with a rack of Rainier and decided to split some Rainiers with us. And we had probably three or four Dick's burgers, Dick's deluxes a piece for the people that were hitting those beers as well. That's probably the weirdest situation I've encountered. That's before we were more legitimate as an organization,
sure.
I will say. I've seen people, you know, do several burgers at one stop. It's just a lot of gluttony on the move. You see people like with fries sticking out of their mouth while they're still running. it's madness.
That's my kind of run.
Right? We're chatting with Brian Bickle, who is the president of Dixathon. And I think it's just so cool that, you know, back to the nonprofit side of this, the all net proceeds are going to the Mountaineers Access Fund Scholarship and five search and rescue organizations and Washington's National Parks Fund.
And that's all in honor to Ian. He was all about getting people off the couch into unforgettable adventures and then keeping them safe.
That's awesome. If you're going with the shake at Dix, which flavor are you going with?
I wish I was less boring, but I'm going to go vanilla or bust every time.
That's mine too.
Come on, you guys. Strawberry?
No, vanilla is the goat.
I get deluxe two fries and a strawberry shake. That's the way to go every time.
Ooh. Well, yeah, what's your dream order when you go there and you check out? And if you were to do the Dixathon, what route would you do?
I would do the victory lap. And I'm a two cheese fry and small diet Coke girl, Brian.
There we go.
Well, Brian, thank you so much for telling us more about Dixathon. And you guys have an Instagram. People can give the event a follow at Dixathon. And we're very excited to hear how this Saturday's event goes.
And people can sign up at Dixathon.com.
There it is. Thank you so much, Steve. And thank you, Brian, for all the info.
Thank you so much, you guys. Hope to see you there.
The Daily Mix Show.
The Dixathon is a really cool tribute to their friend Ian. So we want to know, what do you do to pay tribute to a friend or a family member? Call 206-803-ROCK and we'll take your calls after Smashing Pumpkins. What do you do to pay tribute to a friend or a family member? Call 206-803-ROCK and tell us how you pay tribute to a friend or a family member. Steve Viggs, we have one rockaholic on hold who pays tribute through music. And we're going to hear more about that in just a moment. But first, Joe Dredd, you're in White Center this morning. How do you pay tribute to a friend or family member?
Oh, good morning, guys. When I was 18, I met this other fellow musician. I started playing in a band with him. And he's like 10 years my senior. But I wound up rooming with the guy for a few years, and he's just a hell of a nice guy and became my rock and roll mentor. He taught me a lot of things growing up about rock. And he passed away about 20 years ago. So my last dog that I got, I thought, you know what? I want to name my dog after Gary. So my dog's name is Mr. Gary Wilson.
That's the full name?
Yes. He's legally, his name is Mr. Gary Wilson.
Do you call him by his full name when he's in big trouble?
Of course I do.
Which, when we have a dog, is every freaking day.
Yes,
that's my daughter did that for. She never met my original dog Lucy when I, you know, and I loved Lucy. Like, but I would share pictures and stories. So when we got our new dog, and I'm like, "What do you want to name our new dog?" She said, "Dad, I want to name our dog Lucy after your Lucy." And I was just like, "Oh, you're just wrecking me with this." But I thought that was so cool. But then we went to the vet, and we're like, "Okay, our new dog's Lucy," and they were like, "Well, you already had a Lucy. We need the full name." And I'm like, full name is Lucy Cupcake, because that's the full name. But I was like, that was a cool tribute to our old dog that Tatum thought of on her own.
206-803-ROCK, Micah Da Beast. What do you do to pay tribute to a friend or family member?
What's happening, guys? So, you know, when I'm out playing my ukulele gigs, I like to close every show with a cover of the song Piano Man. Only I play it Ukulele Man. So there's a line in the song where he says, John at the bar is a friend of mine. He gets me my drinks for free. Every time I perform that song, I say Nick at the bar is a friend of mine. And that is in honor of a good friend of mine who left this world far too early, named Nick Cameron, who was, in fact, a champion, like award winning bartender and also one of the most beautiful souls I've ever known in this world. And so I always try to change the lyric just a little bit to keep him around with me when I'm playing.
I'm a freaking arm. They're like goosebumps right now.
That's so awesome.
That's a great reason for you doing that. And also, I at least we can cover from calling it Ukulele Man. I'm like, what are you doing here? But then you have a great reason for it.
For sure.
Yeah.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
I hope the beating Steve Miggs is on your list of things to do today. This man has 326 wins, 105 losses, and 94 ties.
Why would that be on someone's list of things to do today?
Why would it be? 206-803-ROCK. A call now if you think you can beat Miggs at 650.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.